are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In the previous segment, we were talking about how 24 states are thinking about allowing nurse practitioners, PAs, optometrists, pharmacists to possibly prescribe because of the need for doctors. So many are retiring. There may not be enough doctors to carry out Obamacare. So we posed the question to to our listeners, what do you think about what's going on? Do you want better access? Is this the way we should get access? Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Melanie calling from Ohio. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Doc. It's Maloney, but
Maloney.
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I love it, Maloney. Love the name. Great. Yeah, what's going on?
Nah, nothing. I'm just working in Ohio. I mean, I live in Vegas, you know, but I'm a consultant. I bounce around. So I was telling you, guy, you know. Took the call. I worked in Australia for about 6 months, so you know I got an injury. Basically, you know they have like the socialized medicine, which I'm thinking it's going to like you know like the medical field is going to assimilate something like that. I mean, mm-hmm. I can only assume that, but I mean,
you're
right. Long story short, you know I went in there and I actually got hit in the eye. You know I'm in food and beverage. It's a long story. So basically. You know, they wanted to do an x-ray, all that stuff. So I sat there from like 5 in the morning, and I guess because I wasn't like high priority, I wasn't like leaking blood all over the place. And I got home, like, you know, finally like laid down. It was like 2 in the afternoon.
Whoa.
So I was there like all day. So, I mean, you know, and they were all jolly to see me. Like, they're like, good day, mate, and all that stuff. But it took forever to get, you know, and they were like, okay, cool. They just like sent me on a road with like a couple of aspirins, you know what I mean?
Did you get sewed up at all?
No, I wasn't bleeding, but I mean, so I just sat there. So, you know, I think like because there was no doctors on board, you know, when I was at the hospital, I guess, you know, I didn't know how it worked. I mean, I was just, yeah, I got, you know, the guy I was kind of, you know, working for, I said, he wanted to send me here to get checked out.
Of course.
They were like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. Have a seat, mate. I was like, all right. And I sat there forever, and I was like, okay. I fell asleep and everything. I was watching a movie. I was like, well, what time is it?
Yeah.
You know, so I just wanted to leave, but they were asking me, you all right? It was like something to drink, and I was like, yeah, okay. You know, and finally they checked me out, and the doctor was like, yeah, everything's great, mate. Have a nice day.
Well, you know,
But
no, but Maloney, you bring up a good point, because many people argue that let's go to socialized medicine. It works in Canada. It works in Europe. And I think we as Americans, not you or I, but I mean, I think as a whole would be too spoiled to go through. I don't think we'd want to wait the hours upon hours and then only get an aspirin, basically, when we're done with the wait.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I thought it didn't cost me anything. You know, granted, I wasn't necessarily, of course, you know, I'm an American. I didn't have, like, Australian credentials or whatever. But still, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, if I was, they would have took care of me, but it took forever. And I wouldn't have minded paying to get in. And not for the convenience, but just, you know, just not to be sitting there all goddamn day. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
You know what I'm talking about.
No,
it's great.
I hear what you're saying. Well, Maloney, thanks for calling. Be safe over there in Ohio. I know it's pretty cold. And when you come back to Vegas, call back in, all right? Love hearing from you.
Take care.
You too. You know, but it's interesting. He brings up a good point. Many people that have seen the socialized system will say they'd rather pay. They would rather pay. And that's what we're noticing with Canada. That's what would later happen with an American socialized medicine. You'll have people that'll say, I'm not going for the public option. I'm not going to go for Medicaid. I'm not going to go for anything that's single payer. I want to have the better access. I don't want to wait. From what I understand, there's already two tiers like that in Europe, where you have the public medicine system, and then you have the people that will pay more on the side. And from what I hear, those waiting rooms, you get in and out, et cetera. But there's not enough facilities for the paying patients. And from what I understand, a couple years ago, the government was starting to give some of those doctors a hard time because many of the doctors were preferring to go to the paid patients. And again, here's the situation. How many doctors would want to do socialized medicine? right? And you know, but also keep in mind, many of these other countries, there's more protections for the doctors. You don't have as much of a litigious type of country as you do with America. So how do you find doctors to, I should say, perform in a socialized setting when in America, like with Obamacare, they did nothing to say we're going to protect the doctors? So, of course, they're moving towards nurse practitioners, PAs, optometrists, pharmacists to then give medical care. We predicted that. I told you guys that on the show. What's going to happen is a public option will come back, and then they'll have nurse practitioners, PAs already legalized to be able to perform the medical care. And then it makes you wonder who the hell would then go to medical school. Why would anybody go to medical school? True, we're still going to need surgeons, but PAs and nurse practitioners assist on surgery as well. I mean, if we're going to socialized medicine, if we're going to a system that isn't inviting to doctors and, you know, won't protect them from lawsuits, et cetera, then you're going to need other non-doctors to fill in the gaps, which is exactly what's happening, according to the LA Times, in California, et cetera. There's a big Democratic push to start getting non-medical providers to have the ability to prescribe, have the ability to take care of chronic diseases. And we've talked about on the show many times how medicine is an art. So many patients I thought were going to be quick walk-ins ended up being severe patients. I tell you guys all the time about that lady who came in with a bladder infection when I was dealing with a gunshot wound in the ER. She ended up having a bladder infection, so I thought she'd be quick and easy. I told her, look, I'm busy. I got a heart attack. I got a gunshot wound. Make it fast, lady. And it turned out, actually, after I gave her some medicine for nausea, she had her second heart attack right in front of me. She didn't realize she had a heart attack the night before. But again, she came in thinking she had a bladder infection. So my concern is how many of these cases would be missed? Yes, doctors miss things too. Doctors don't catch everything 100%. Doctors can miss things just like nurse practitioners, physician assistants, etc. But you're hoping that a doctor's years and years of experience and them learning the art of medicine would hopefully protect the patient a little bit more. You know, one thing I discussed in the first hour is when I had worked in the emergency room and my license was on the line, it was way different than me following around a superior officer. Most nurse practitioners and PAs are taught to collaborate with somebody who's going to basically be liable. There's something different about knowing, you know, the buck stops with you. Don't go away. Let's get to some medical headlines. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 8th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1670.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1711.97, $855.98 for a half ounce, or $427.99 for a quarter ounce. That's $1711.97, $855.98, and $427.99.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Thank you so much. All right, so they say there's a Star Trek-looking-like headband that could possibly help stop headaches. Now, about 10% of us suffer from headaches, more so than migraine sufferers, but for those of us who suffer with migraines, they're a doozy. And so I guess there's a band that you could wear across your forehead for 20 minutes a day that would deliver electrical impulses to the supraorbital nerve that controls sensation in and around the eye. The study found those who used it were suffering about a third less debilitating headaches after a couple of months. The number of people whose migraines were reduced by half or more also tripled. Now, I guess Professor Gene Shonan, who has published the study, said the device consists of a thin silver band that looks like something out of Star Trek. It hooks over the ears, worn across the forehead, kind of like those futuristic sunglasses, but they wear it for about 20 minutes a day. They could also use it for back pain, neck pain, and basically it connects the device to the nerve responsible for the pain, sends an electronic pulse to it to prevent pain. Now, this is a brilliant idea, but it's not a new one. You know, we've been been using TENS units and electrical stimulation to help with pain for people's backs, and it's been a physical therapy modality for years. And then we've also used electrical impulses for depression, as well as psychiatric treatments back in the olden days. Many of you remember One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And so, using electricity as a medical treatment or a medical therapy has always been one of the most fascinating ones to many of us. But if they could channel the electricity into a very small, non-scary form, these electrical impulses, I mean, I know some of you are like, I'm not going to put nothing on my head that's going to shoot electricity into me. I get that. But what we're talking about, from what I understand, is very, very small. Very small amounts. I mean, many of you that have gone for physical therapy get those little electrical stimulation things put on your neck and your back, etc. So if they test this pretty proficiently, find out it's fine, not going to send you into a seizure, not going to cause any stroke, this could be pretty cool. Because my problem with a lot of the migraine medicine and the headache medicine that we have is it affects your blood pressure. It also, you can't mix it with certain medicines. Like many of you taking migraine medicine, you're not supposed to mix it with your SSRIs, like your Paxil, your Zoloft, etc. Not supposed to mix. You could have an acute serotonin syndrome. Not to mention those medicines are very expensive. And so anything more natural, I really dig. I think that's cool. So anything that we could use naturally, even though, yeah, putting some electrical impulses on the nerve doesn't seem to be the most natural thing, but at least it's not a pill. You know, I'm for medications. I'm for pharmaceuticals when you need them. But if there's something we could do naturally, like, for example, massage. I mean, massage is probably one of my favorite modalities. Not on myself. I don't really handle massage as well. I think it hurts because I got these muscle points called tender points. You get people with fibromyalgia have them, where somebody comes up to your traps and your neck and starts with something. You're like, ow, that hurts. Stop. You see, I get that way. So I don't really do well with massage. I'm kind of a wuss. But I got to tell you, it actually is very therapeutic. Helps a lot of people with neck and back pain. I know people, they have to get their massages. They just do. Now, speaking of massage, this is interesting. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Scientists have discovered neurons in mice that actually fire in response to gentle stroking touch, like massage. Now, these neurons, which were described in the January 31st issue of the journal Nature, may explain, according to Fox News, why animals, from rats to cats to humans, enjoy grooming each other and being stroked. My cats and dogs, the dogs don't lick each other that much. They lick themselves usually, but the cats, they'll sit there and groom each other, and they love it. They are in heaven. Okay. Apparently, they think that this new discovery could maybe one day lead to a pill. Oh, no, we're not trying to go back to pills. We're trying to go back to more physical medicine. But anyway, Alan Bassebaum, a neuroscientist at the University of California, San Francisco, he was not involved in the study, but he said it's a nice piece of work. It's technically elegant. You could generate drugs that make you feel good. Now, mammals do like certain strokes. We know that. And not even I'm talking sexual type strokes. We're talking about, like, even the neck. Scalp. Some people, they really like getting their hair done. It feels good. I don't like it. I love my hairdresser, but I just don't like it. To me, it pulls and hurts. I'm more the opposite person. I just don't like being touched as much. I don't like feet massages. Oh, please don't massage my feet. I can't handle that. But other people, they do. So I get how it could be genetic. Notice that some people, they just want their feet rubbed no matter what. You could be their coworker. They're like, just please rub my feet. Yeah, you have other people like, no, please don't. It's ticklish to me. So scientists have pinpointed a specific group of nerve cells that are beneath the skin that were connected to neurons around the spinal cord. They said it wasn't exactly clear what these cells near the skin did. So what Anderson and his colleagues did was use genetic engineering to make these neurons in mice glow when they fired or became active. That's pretty cool to see it glow. Researchers then subjected the mice to gentle stroking with a paintbrush, pinching, or poking sensations. The neurons only fired when the mice got the nice soft, massage-like, gentle touch. So not the other ones. Researchers then created a method to chemically activate those nice neurons. They put 18 mice into a box that had a central room with doors to a room on the left and the right. When the mice were on one side of the box, the researchers activated the neurons chemically and let the mice hang out for an hour. They repeated this procedure a few times. A group of 30 mice were left in the room without chemical enhancement. Afterwards, researchers let all the mice loose in the box. Control mice spent roughly equal amounts of time looking at the rooms, but the mice who liked the chemical massage stayed there. They actually spent more time in the room because they thought they'd feel better there. So that's kind of pretty cool. So they basically called it a chemical massage parlor. Now, again, what I'm worried about this is, doesn't morphine make you feel good? Isn't that kind of considered a chemical massage? You know, I mean, you got to be careful of these, because then are they going to have addiction potential? Are you going to become tolerant to it? So I am kind of a little nervous about that. I told you guys the only time I really experienced a high dose narcotic was when I was in labor, and I had been in labor for 5 days with my first kid. And when they finally gave me my first shot of Demerol on day 5, it was like heaven. I never understood why people would be addicted to pain pills. I just didn't get it, because in medical school they don't let you try medicines. Who would want to? I mean, you don't want to sit there and try a birth control pill or an estrogen or whatever. But I gotta tell you, that made things so much more clear for me as to why people would do something that I thought was so stupid. The high and the euphoria you got was unlike anything else. And from a person naive like me who never did drugs, I just didn't get that, you know, because you would only see people who did drugs on the back end, where they were tearing out their hair, where they were hallucinating, they were uncomfortable. And I'm like, why would anybody do this to themselves? It doesn't make sense. The Pavlovian response. If you get hurt by something, why would you put it in your body? But having that first dose of IV Demerol when you were in labor, it was very psychedelic, crazy, scary. And of course, then, you know, when I kind of came to a little bit, I got a little nervous that the baby's heart rate would go down, etc. But I was in so much pain. You're kind of selfish at the time, and you're like, oh, give me more medicine, please. But I could understand how there would be a market for something like the massage neurons. But I mean, my problem is, though, is the reason why we do massage is to therapeutically work the neck, work the back, decrease arthritis. I'm a huge fan of massage. I think it's phenomenal. So I don't know if I would want to go for pill form. To me, that's a little counterintuitive. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of stress, they say young Americans called the millennials, right, because of the millennium, age 18 to 33 are more stressed than the rest of the population. On a scale of 1 to 10, the younger generation, the millennial generation, stands at a 5.4 stress-wise number as opposed to the national average of 4.9, looking at 2,000 Americans. It may be the increased stress with the economy. I mean, look, that's a big chunk of their youth, going on the fifth year of a recession. That could be it. Trying to repay student loans, starting a family, health insurance, who knows? But close to 50% said they really didn't feel like they were managing their stress well. They said only 23% think their doctor helps them make healthy lifestyle and behavioral changes. Only 17% think their doctor helps them manage their stress. That's something we should probably talk about. We always talk about foods that help stress, things to do to help stress. But I think that's probably, again, a huge killer. We talk about diabetes, heart disease, etc. How much of it is from stress? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of 6 or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter, and please follow us on Facebook. You know, just previously, they were talking about in a study how many doctors don't take the time to help you with your stress. And this is just one of those same old subjects of doctors not, you know, taking time. It's just one of these repeating subjects of doctors don't have enough time, they don't take enough time, so they'll quickly just deal with your cough and cold or your medicine refill and get you on your way. You know, but then again, how many of you want your stress addressed. Now, for example, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because there's another study that came out today. Okay? For example, right? We're going to blend these two subjects. They say cell phone users can't leave their phone alone for 6 minutes, and they check it up to 150 times a day. So whether it's taking pictures and looking up, let's say, phone contacts, setting the alarm, etc., we're living on our phone. And I've talked about how I think addicted we are to our cell phones. And it's not so much we're addicted because of a drug type addiction, even though some people will say that's exactly what it is, but because when you lose your phone, people think the stress of you knowing that people think you have it and you're ignoring them, how do you contact all your contacts and say, I lost my phone? I see that on Facebook all the time. Somebody frantically Facebooks. You see, they had to find a computer to do it. Frantically Facebooks, guys, I lost my phone. I'm not ignoring you. And then they hope that is read among the thousands upon thousands of posts that are on Facebook, etc. So, I mean, there's lots of little things surrounding us that are causing stress. Okay? And we just live with it. Okay? You know, we live with the fact that we're working at a job that's underpaying us. We live with the fact that we're unemployed. We live with the fact that we're not being able to save for our future or our retirement. We live with the fact that our kids are just kind of, not getting the same work ethic like we did. You know, they don't seem to have to worry about spelling or their grammar because they're texting, etc. Our kids are becoming addicted to video games, etc. There's a lot of things surrounding us that's stressing us, and we go through the motions. Now, do you want your doctor to stop and ask you about it? Okay, and try to treat you. Now, some of you will say, no, because I don't want to take a pill. Some of you will say, well, no, because he's going to refer me to a psychologist or a psychiatrist, and I don't want to go. And then some of you will say, yes, it would be nice for somebody to just ask me, how am I doing? Now, that was something we were taught when I was in medical school, right? Especially some of your moms that just had a baby. Mom comes in with the baby. You're looking at the baby. You're evaluating the baby. I always stop and look at mom and go, how you holding up? All right? You know, and it's not to probe and try to spy on them to see if they have postpartum depression. It's when baby comes, mom gets forgotten a lot. Same thing with dad. You know, so many men go through a little bit of a depression because now they aren't the center of attention. I'm not saying all guys like to be the center of attention or all girls like to be the center of attention, but think about it. You know, all of a sudden now it's all about the baby. And, you know, many men will honestly go, you know, it's kind of hard. It's all about the baby. She doesn't want to have sex. We don't really go out. We don't have a lot of fun. It's all about the baby. I love the baby, but things are kind of different. You know, and so every now and then it's nice for somebody to go, how you doing? How you holding up? Which I definitely recommend you do with your friends. You know, definitely just, you know, throw it out there. It's just always nice. You know, if you ever look or tape some of the conversations, or if you could just watch and be a fly on the wall and see, you know, a lot of times it's always me. You know, and just sometimes it really helps for somebody to go, you know, how you holding up with all this? What's going on with you? And to stop and listen always helps, you know? Sometimes we doctors do that. Sometimes we don't have time. We have no time. We have a full waiting room. We have, people complaining that they've been waiting. And you bring up a question like that. Some doctors are afraid they'll get an answer. No, I'm not fine. I really don't like my marriage. I don't like my job. I don't like the radio station I keep listening to because they don't have Dr. Dahlia on. You know, sometimes you're just not prepared, you know, to hear what they, and then how do you bring up a question that you're going to have to spend a lot of time answering? You know, for example, a lot of you don't call certain family members, not because you dislike them, but you don't want to look bad or look in a uncomplimentary light by trying to cut off the conversation. I have to admit there are many people I won't call because I don't really have a lot of time. When I have time to call, it's usually set up with the Bluetooth in my car, and I have a 15-minute commute. Other than that, no, I don't have time for a personal phone call when I do my radio show, and I don't have time for a personal phone call when I'm at work. And then when I come home, I got to deal with the kids. So I don't really have a lot of time for a personal phone call. So if I got to call somebody and I know that that conversation is going to go on and on and on, I avoid calling them. And that's another thing that I notice we're doing as we go turn into this isolationist society. Well, then if I'm not there as a family member or as a friend to be there as a helpful ear to my friends or family, what's happening to them? And maybe it's just we're running out of time. Do you guys feel like we just run out of time? You know, some of my truckers out there, you know, they got, quote unquote, plenty of time in the rig, but they're not allowed to call. Truckers, I don't think, are allowed to use their cell phones. So, again, they're isolated. They're in a truck alone. They can't call a family member, their wife or their kids, sometimes on their 12-hour shift or 14-hour shift. That's rough. So, you know, as we progress in society, I think we're deprogressing and regressing to a point where we're more stressed, we're more isolated, nobody's talking to each other, nobody has time. And with healthcare, the way that's changing, don't expect to be able to sit down and have a nice 45-minute talk with your doctor. But if you do want your doctor to talk to you about it, make sure you make a visit for that. I think a lot of us are dealing with stress when we don't have to. I've talked about this. One reason why we get stressed is we don't think we have options. It's very scary to think that we don't have options. I can't tell you how many times I've told patients, now again, this was before the recession, you know, they hated their job, they hated, you know, the situation they were in. I'm like, well, find a new job. And it was almost like, it's like I gave them permission to do that. That wouldn't have been an option for them if their doctor didn't say go. Casually start looking for another job, see what's out there. See if you could interview on the weekend to see if there's something else that can make you happy. I mean, it just blew their mind that that was another option. For most of us, especially us older people, we don't think quitting is an option. I never thought I was ever going to quit a job. I don't think I ever did quit a job until I was in medical school. And I was a waitress at Red Robin, a food server. And I was going to be coming into my third year medical school. We really weren't supposed to work while in medical school anyway. And it was dead. And I was just walking around doing nothing. And, you know, I had to quit, you know, and I had to go, look, you know, I think I need to just, you know, use my time to study. But I think that was the only job I really quit. You know, everything else, I just thought you just always make it work. You never quit. You always make something work. And that's a real significant problem for a lot of us who don't realize that we have other options. Now, many of you may extrapolate that to a marriage. I don't want anybody ending their marriage. But sometimes your therapist may actually say, look, when is enough enough? So many of us, we go like me, I plan on being with my husband for life. We're going to have rough times. We've had rough times. We've had good times. We've had rough times, and I am going to work to make it work. I'm not giving up. There's no reason, because I know this is the man I want to be with the rest of my life. Right? But some people, they don't have that optimism with their relationship, and they go through a relationship day after day after day miserable. And then they leave the relationship and they find out that they didn't have to be miserable. But again, that's not something I would ever encourage. That's something that you and a marriage therapist and the couple have to go through. But just many of us, we don't realize we have options. So we go to the doctor, we end up going on antidepressants, anti-anxiety medicine, sleeping medication, we start drinking, we smoke, we yell at the kids. Why? Look at your current situation and see what needs to be done. And maybe it's something simple as communicating, you know? You know, maybe it's like, you know, honey, I don't want to always go and see the family. Can I ever, you know, enjoy Christmas with friends? You know, maybe it doesn't have to mean the marriage is all over, the job is all over. Right? Sometimes there could be a fighting chance, but know you got options. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H.com. Or call 702 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen gorgeous red roses, plus a free glass vase, a free teddy bear, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 9696. But hurry, Valentine's Day is this Thursday, and this incredible deal expires Wednesday. Most roses will be sold out by Valentine's Day, so order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings and guarantee Valentine's delivery. 1 dozen stunning red roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase, free teddy bear, and free chocolates, all for only $39.99. But hurry, because it could be nearly impossible to find roses on Valentine's Day. And this incredible last-minute deal expires Wednesday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 9696. That's secret code 9696.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, I love it when a medicine used for something completely unrelated seems to get phenomenal results when researchers use it for another disease. That's what happened with Viagra. Sildenafil was used to look at pulmonary hypertension and heart disease,
and then they found out it helped men with erections, and it was like, whoa. Well, get this. You know Athethosol, I don't know how to pronounce it right, that helps with canker sores? Apparently, they found that this drug helps mice lose weight significantly. All right? Apparently, they say in the study at the University of Michigan, researchers gave mice a high-fat diet. They became obese. Then they injected the animals with Amlexanox, which is an Athethosol. It's been on the market for about 15 years to treat canker sores. The mice actually lost weight, even though they kept eating the same number of calories. When they were taken off the drug, the mice gained all the weight back. Now, they say if this drug would work in humans, then, wow, they have an anti-obesity drug. Now, I want to say hold your horses a little bit because, again, if they took the mice off the medication and they gained all their weight back, then, you know, to me, that's not an effective anti-obesity drug. You know, it just shows that all it's doing is it's preventing you from gaining weight. I mean, you can't be on these medications lifelong. We still got to figure out how to train people to not eat the number of calories still. But, you know, it's kind of phenomenal that an ointment to treat canker sores could actually change your metabolism. The researchers were actually screening several drugs until they came to this one. And then when they injected it in mice, it didn't really suppress their appetite, but it increased their metabolism. So, you know, where this, I think, will have a real nice place in the market is for those of us that don't overeat. There's many of us who live on maybe 1,000 or 1,200 calories a day, but we're still overweight. Yet you have younger, skinnier people that could eat 2,000 calories a day and not gain a pound. So if something like this helps metabolism, I don't mind because you already have the healthy eating habits. Again, my next question is, well, how long do you stay on it? Because if you go off of it and you gain weight. But this study was published Sunday in the journal Nature Medicine. They say clinical trials are expected to begin this year to test its effect on humans. Okay, that's going to be cool. Imagine a metabolism drug. Now, I do get a little nervous. Whenever you increase metabolism, I don't want to make any cells hyper. Okay, you know, what they have to make sure when they study this is that a cell doesn't become cancerous. Now, just because things out there increase metabolism doesn't mean you get cancer from that. But, again, if a medicine for canker sores helps metabolism, what else does it do that we don't know? So my concern will be, you know, what do the long-term studies show? So just because they're going to be testing this in human trials next year doesn't mean it's going to be on the market in a year. They're going to probably have to watch this for a long time. But I got to tell you, I love the idea of going after the metabolism aspect. Okay, the metabolism aspect is a crucial factor for many of our weight issues. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, the American Optometric Association or Optometric Association is reminding us to wear sunglasses. Many of us, we wear sunglasses to look cool. Many of us, we only wear it when we think the rays are light and too bright. But from what I understand, you're supposed to be wearing your sunglasses even on your non-bright days. They protect your eyes against the sun's UV rays. UV rays could lead to cataracts. They also, according to drugs.com, protect against blue light from the solar spectrum, which could increase your risk of macular degeneration. Degeneration is the number one cause of blindness. They lead to improved and more comfortable vision, so you don't have to squint, and it makes it easier to adapt to darkness. They say exposure to bright light can make it more difficult to adjust to driving at night. Again, I wear my sunglasses depending on comfort level. If I think my vision is obscured because it's too dim outside, I take them off. But many of you, you're like, well, you know, there's the cloud, then there's not the cloud or whatever. You know, keep in mind, you're still getting the UV rays. Any way to protect yourself you know, is good to me. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Arthritis is always a big popular topic on my show, so anytime we get any news or information on ways to protect you against arthritis, I'm a huge fan. So we have a list coming from Fox News of 5 fixes for achy joints. And one of the reasons that I think they prompted this article is last week we found out that people who consume more vitamin D are less likely to develop rheumatoid arthritis. Now, you could consume vitamin D dietary-wise, or you could take in vitamin D from the sun. Albeit, remember, you got to wear sunglasses because we just talked about macular degeneration with the sun. So rheumatoid arthritis, for example, is the autoimmune disorder where you basically fight your joints. Your body attacks healthy joint tissue. Vitamin D may prevent it. Now, just taking vitamin D while you have rheumatoid arthritis, we don't have really any studies saying that's going to help suppress it or regress it. But having a diet that has good vitamin D, and again, we can't tell you to do this, but you wonder, healthy outdoor lifestyle probably helps. Osteoarthritis. They say osteoarthritis, this is the most common form of arthritis we deal with, where you have wear and tear on the joints. You get it in your neck and your back and your elbows and your knees and your hips, right? Usually starts with nagging pain, goes from minor to severe. You could get swelling. You may not get swelling. So they say warm up before your workout. Let me see. Hold on a second. It says warm up before you work out. An injury in your 20s can resurface as osteoarthritis pain in your 40s. They also recommend to stay slim. They say your joints have to work harder to carry your weight, and fat cells promote joint inflammation. This is why I love chiropractors. You know, when I see these kids get sacked in football or at the soccer game, etc., and nobody realigns them, you know, and they're out of alignment, that leads to arthritis. You know, I think younger teenagers and adults, you know, when they get injured, you know, in your 20s, things don't seem to hurt as much as when you're older. So you blow it off, and all of a sudden you're 40, 50, and you're like, damn, my back hurts. Damn, my joints hurt. And a lot of it was from old injuries. Gout. We talk about gout a lot, where you get sudden severe swelling in a joint. Gout, because of high uric acid, could also lead to kidney stones. You got to lay off heavy animal fats, a diet rich in purines that comes from red meat and seafood could raise your gout risk. Drink less alcohol. That seems to help. Tendinitis. Many of us get tendinitis, and then we don't want to use the joint. Tendinitis is inflammation of the tendon that attaches muscle to the bone. I always recommend ice. Okay, many of us will use heat to relax the muscle, but whenever you have a tendon that's hurt, or even a joint that hurts, ice is very helpful. Again, make sure you protect your skin underneath. All right. Again, making sure you kind of exercise, and don't go from 0 to 90. Make sure you're warming up with your exercises, because once you get a tendinitis, they just keep flaring up, just like bursitis. Bursitis are these little pillow bursa-filled pouches that lie next to the tendons. They kind of help with shock absorption, but these bursa can swell. How many of you have had an olecranon bursitis where you have a big, huge ball of fluid at your elbow? Right? How many of you have had that? Right. It's a bursa. It's basically a little pillow of fluid that's supposed to help protect the joint, help protect the tendons, etc. And those things could swell. And so, you know, again, whenever you injure yourself, you definitely want to put ice on it. You want to find out from your doctor, what are you doing to injure yourself if you don't know why? Some of you, yeah, you play tennis, you play basketball, baseball, you know how you're hurting yourself. But then what should you do post-workout? Should you do certain stretches? Should you exercise? Should you ice it? You know, there's things you could do to prevent these injuries as well. All right, don't go away. A lot more to talk about in the last hour of the show. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.